This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, Eddie Greer, for this K-State Pod. All things Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host currently resides, folks. And this is another postcast edition of this podcast. If you're not subscribed and you're a first-time listener, welcome on board first off to the show. Hope you like what you hear. If you do, please hit that subscribe button and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, folks. We are quickly closing in on the end of 2022, folks. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast, folks. This has been some fall semester, folks, between K-State Athletics, folks. Postcast, last night as I'm sitting recording this pod on Thursday, folks. December 8th, 2022, K-State women's basketball all over KC, UMKC, the ruse of KC last night here, and what turned out to be a historical performance for Jeff Mini's crew on a defensive end last night as they turned over KC 30, wait a second here, yeah. Most points off turnovers, 32. You got to go back to Central Arkansas there when they scored 34 points off of turnovers last year. But getting to my point, 33 turnovers forced last night. Overmatched KC all over the court. No, nothing. No need here, folks. Here, K-State forced its most turnovers in the Jeff Mini era. 34, and with this lopsided win last night, to bump themselves up to 9-1 in the season, 72-45 win over the Ruse last night, 17 consecutive non-conference home game wins, last loss coming against Idaho State. I believe I said that on the last postcast edition there as well. They drop the women's KC team to 3-6 there. 33 turnovers. Woo! That is a lot of turnovers in a basketball game there as well. While K-State defensively stifled the Ruse offensively, the women, the ladies last night saw four ladies go in double digits last night, which includes Emily Ebert, who has started the last several games for the old Cats here. She had 14 in this game to lead the Cats in this game. I'm going to double check real quick. Did that lead all scores? No, it didn't. It tied for all scores as someone on the other end. Let's see. Ewell had 14 for the Ruse, so that tied the game high there. Gabby Gregory had 12, 6 rebounds and 3 assists and pocketed three steals, of the game there as well here. Off the bench here, Riley Glenn started, came off the bench with this game. Jeff Mini mixing things up a little bit here. Riley in 31 minutes of action, 11 points, 5 assists, a rebound. Eliza Maupin, 10 off the bench last night, 20 minutes of action here. Added 2 rebounds for her as well. She was 5 of 8 from the field in this game. Heavenly Greer. I'm going to keep telling you guys that no relation. And obviously the last name is G-R-E-E-R. My last name is G-R-I-E-R there as well. So, yeah, no relation there. But she has 7 points, 2 rebounds, and 8 minutes of action last night there as well. The starting lineup consists of Sarah Samotsti, Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, Gabby Gregory, and Emily Ebert. Four-guard lineup in this one for Jeff Mini last night to propel K-State to pretty much a easily win there, especially when you could turn over your your opponent that many times in a game. Emily Ebert, second time in her K-State career. She's a senior here in Manhattan from Frankfurt. This is only her second time in her K-State career. She's put up double figure. Actually, no, I read that wrong. I'm sorry. 13th time in her K-State career that she scored double digits. And the second time this year that she's posted double figures as well. 4-for-4 from the line as well. Ebert, interesting stat on her at the charity stripe. 32 straight consecutive free throw attempts made by number 24 there. That is impressive there as well. And she has made her last 8. Riley Glenn also reached double digits last night. I already said that. 16th time in her K-State career there as well. So, I'm going to read something a little here from Coach Mini last night here. Quote, "Not a very good night offensively for us, but I thought the defense picked us up. Got a lot of steals, got a lot of free plays. But, yeah, certainly I think that things I talked to them about is, you know, we've got to play more consistent, be a little sharper. We just seem a little out of sync, but I love our energy in the third quarter. That needs to be something that we're not turning on and off like a faucet. We need to have that energy for longer stretches, but the energy in the third was really big and really stretched the lead out," end quote, as well. Yeah, I mean, I mentioned some of that. Well, you know, it goes back to the inconsistency, especially with their last opponent, which I can't remember. Oh, it's Houston. Yeah, Houston, where they came out a little slow in that game against a team that is very bad in Houston. And from what I'm reading between lines again, seems like this team, can turn it on and off when it needs to. Now, we get in the Big 12 play, that's going to have to change, obviously, there. Because right now, besides us, and oh, by the way, this women's team is 24th in the country this week. Going into the week, they're ranked 24th. Last week, they were 25th. They gained a spot. You have 3 other teams that are ranked as well. I believe OU being one of them, Iowa State, and I believe Baylor is the other one. I'm not 100% sure about that. I saw something last night on a Twitter feed about the ranked teams in Big 12 play for women's basketball, and I felt that was noteworthy to share here on this podcast. So, but yeah, you can't do that in Big 12 play. You know that. We all know that. It's a different level when you enter a conference play. And the girls, they're gonna, as good as it is right now, 9-1, the only loss was to Arkansas a few weekends ago. But hey, you're going into a Lions then when you're going in that Big 12 play. So I shouldn't have to say that. You all know that. But that's been kind of a theme here last several games since coming back from the Arkansas loss. So you want to get that corrected. You have a couple more weeks to hone that in before Big 12 play right now. So obviously that Iowa upset was huge. And then of course you have big wins like Wisconsin in a thrashing of Clemson as well. So definitely they better get that faucet fixed up and have that smooth and running if they're going to be top contenders in the Big 12 when that time comes in a couple of weeks. But hey, the defense steps up there in a 72-45 win, dominating performance over Kansas City. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this postcast edition of the show. And oh, by the way, I better do this real quick before I get off track here. KC, well, everybody's going to be traveling this week for the exception of the men's basketball team. Of course, the football team, I believe, will start prepare for Alabama for the All-State Sugar Bowl coming up at the end of the month here. Let's see. K-State goes to Municipal Auditorium on Saturday afternoon to take on South Dakota State. And, oh, man, this is a monster matchup. Last couple of seasons for K-State, this has been a tough out for the ladies. So this is not going to be a walk in the park, neutral site. So, well, unfortunately, I will not be in KC or here for that matter. I'll be in Dallas getting ready to line them up for the Dallas Marathon on Sunday. So definitely show out, K-State Nation. I'm pretty sure you guys will. Municipal Auditorium, home of the Big 12 Women's Tournament. 1 o'clock Central Time for that matchup there as well. So I believe I'm going to try to post. I already have one already scheduled for Saturday. This may be either a Friday sandwiched in between the preview and the weekly that's going to come out this week as well. So try to keep that up to date. So I'm going to have all the recordings uploaded before hitting the road tomorrow morning. So, but yeah, K-State taking on South Dakota State. This has been a great game in the past couple years, and we'll see what K-State can do. This is a game interesting enough in KC, so I'm pretty sure all you guys out there repping purple, K-State purple, I should preference, show up at Municipal and cheer on the Cats there. And then, of course, next week, the men take on Nebraska in KC at the T-Mobile Center, which I still call it the Sprint Center. It sounds a little bit better. But anyways, I digress. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition comes to a close. 80 Greer Go Cats. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition.